In the back of Crystal Overheel's house in Plainwell is a little room filled with artwork. Overheel, also known as Dupree Mangeldorf, says many people inspired her to make her art as a child.
My fifth grade teacher at Woodward Elementary, Mrs. Barney, always told me to color outside the lines, and I kept in touch with her up until her death, probably 12, 13 years ago, and we corresponded by mail, and she always knew when a letter came from me because I always decorated the envelope or something, and she actually planted that seed and, you know, just told me to keep doing what I was doing. I wasn't real good in a lot of my studies, but art and phys ed were one of my strong points, so I went with the art.
By coloring or painting outside the lines, Dupree has created many different kinds of kitsch art. This kind of art features a lot of pop culture and sometimes has a gaudy quality. A lot of her work has a Southwestern feel.
I was actually born in El Paso, Texas, and all my summers were spent growing up there. Went to Juarez a lot and was inspired by the colors. Frida Kahlo is one of my favorite artists, and just the brightness. I love bright colors. I don't care if they don't go together. I like how it comes out. And the dots, Mississippi-inspired folk art. A lot of outsider artists from the South were self-taught, couldn't really write or spell a lot of them, and I just started doing my S's backwards, and it sort of just became like a little trademark of mine. Let's see.
One of those kitsch artworks is called Funky Mojo Guy. Its body is made out of a ukulele, and the eyes are bongo drums with tin can lids nailed and glued to the top of them. Dupree found materials for Funky Mojo Guy in the trash. She painted it blue with green and red stripes and dots along the borders. Dupree also takes her inspiration from iconic musicians like Bob Dylan and Elvis Presley. One of her pieces reads, "Dear peoples, my name is a secret," which is based on a Bob Dylan quote. Dupree says she hopes to give the work to Dylan one day. For someone who's not a big Elvis fan, Dupree has certainly made a lot of art featuring the old rock and roll legend. She decorated an old record player with things that reminded her of Elvis and entered it into a kitsch art show.
Nobody's as kitsch as Elvis. I wasn't like a fan of his music, but just the cult behind him and the gaudiness, I guess. The sat in the middle of the turntable. It's probably an old Avon guitar bottle with Elvis's picture on it. A pair of baby shoes that I found that turned into blue suede shoes.
Dupree also incorporates religion into her artwork. She likes to decorate religious art she finds in the trash, like in her tribute to Howard Finster, a man who started preaching at age 16. The painting portrays Jesus on a ship. After Dupree was done with it, Jesus was holding a paintbrush, his crown was made of old fountain pen points, and a part of the ship was made of broken rosary beads and pearls. She also put a poem around the frame.
"Poet Jesus, speak to me, poet of the hill and sea, singing by blue Galilee. Poet Jesus, you who saw something like eternal law, love redeeming every flaw, poet of the tree and sod, poet of the sky and clod, pointing to the stars of God." And that poem is by W.M. Steiger.
You can view some of the artist Dupree Mangeldorf's work at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Michael Collins.